What's up, everybody? You're listening to the Hustle and Flowchart podcast with your boys, Matt Wolf and Joe Fear.
Wiki.
What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the Hustle and Flowchart podcast. Don't interrupt me. I'm talking.
What's up? I wanted to say what's up.
Okay. So today we've got a little duet for you. We don't have an extra guest. It's just me and Joe chatting it up, doing our thing, talking about money.
All right, so today, yeah, we wanted to do a solo episode.
Duet episode.
Oh, yeah, duet with me. And today we're going to chat about something near and dear to our heart, which is...
giving value.
And just give your shit away.
Yeah, not holding back.
Not everything, but just don't hold back. So, yeah, okay, let me preface how this topic came up front, and I feel like this, everybody can apply this to your own business, your life, I mean, whatever, but if you feel like you're holding something back, you're doing something wrong. Mm-hmm. And this doesn't mean, you know, if you're selling a product and you feel like you have some value to sell, which I'm sure you do if you're listening to this, you don't have to sell the how you do it, give away the how you do it, so like all your magic sauce and all that, like specific step-by-steps, but you can definitely give away the what, like the concept of what you do, but not necessarily how you do it to a very minute scale.
Yeah, so basically, you know, we obviously do a ton of podcast episodes. We're actually ramping up the amount of podcast episodes from 4 a month to 6 a month. And
lucky you.
Lucky to you listeners. You're going to get more of us, more of our voices in your head. Anyway, that's not the point. The point is we've had a lot of guests that seem to be a little bit like timid about sharing their business model, their tips, their strategies. You know, we'll bring them on the show and we'll say, hey, so can you tell us how you drove traffic to this product? And they'll say, well, that's kind of something that I reserve for my clients. That's something that's sort of my secret sauce that I don't really like to share publicly. And when Joe and I hear that, we just think, holy crap, you really, what's a nice way of saying this?
It's kind of a dick move.
It's kind of a dick move. But no, it's not really necessarily that it's a dick move. It's almost just like, how scarcity of a mindset have to have to feel like if you share some sort of tip or strategy on this podcast that, you know, it's you're going to lose it or something.
Well, and this isn't only podcast folks either. We're not calling out people that we bring on. I think the whole thing is like, this is really
just a couple of them.
There are a handful. Yeah. We won't name any names, but at the same time, it's people who are just giving away their value or not giving away their value publicly, either on Facebook, social media, or even just free on their blog, free opt-ins, but they put everything behind a paywall. They expect everyone to give them money or something of value like that in exchange for said information.
Yeah, well, look, so we're not actually opposed to selling information. We've done it for years and years and years. We actually still have businesses that sell information, not in the marketing space, but we do still have businesses that sell information. So we're definitely not opposed to people selling information. And I could sort of kind of understand the concept of if I come on my podcast or come on a podcast or go on a blog or, you know, be on a webinar or whatever, and I teach my secrets for free, maybe people will be less inclined to actually buy the stuff because, you know, I gave away so much for free. But my rebuttal to that is if you have a system or a strategy or a process or something that you teach that people are not going to want to hire you because you gave that strategy away on an hour or less podcast, it's probably not that great of a business model.
Well, yeah. Why would you hinge everything on if you can sum it all up in, I mean, our podcasts are even shorter an hour, they're like 40 minutes, 45 minutes. Like if you can freaking, if that's all of your secret sauce, like, good luck. Yeah. You ain't going to be around in business for that long. I mean,
look, on our podcast, on our blog, on our YouTube channel, we give away everything we do. We literally do not have any secrets about our business. We talk about all of our strategy. We talk about our affiliate marketing strategies. We talk about how we drive traffic to content for the sole purpose of retargeting the people who view our content with related ads, right? We give away our strategies. We tell everybody what we do. And here's the thing. We've yet to find anybody who's gone in and taken our strategies and competed with us and knocked us out of the water. Because you know what? A, people aren't going to do it as good as us. They haven't been around as long as us. They haven't had enough as much practice as us. So we're not too concerned about people coming in and competing using our strategies. But also, even with the hours and hours and hours of information we've put out, there's still stuff that we do that we haven't even gotten around to talking about yet, right? And so any of these people that come on our podcast and we say, well, how do you drive traffic? Well, that's my secret sauce. I can't tell you that. Well, dude, you're kind of, that's very scarcity minded. And it's probably not that great of a process if giving it away on the podcast is going to hurt your business.
I guess a quick case study is we were co-hosting, but not really. It turned into more Aaron's event, which is really cool. We spoke for an hour, probably actually turned out to be like an hour and a half or so, at this small workshop in San Diego, Encinitas, right at Aaron's house. And there were about 20 people in the room, and we were asked to speak on our Be Everywhere strategy. So this is kind of what we use for pretty much all of our marketing, depending on, or it doesn't really matter what product or thing that we're promoting. It's pretty much what Matt said. It's like, okay, let's source some traffic using a variety of inputs, call it SEO, paid traffic, Google, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, all sorts of stuff out there, but drive them to a page, retargeting, and then we have this whole sales machine behind there with a variety of things. And we pretty much map out that entire process, and we got pretty dang deep, showing all the way into our ads account in Google. We showed specific Facebook retargeting ads. We showed email templates. We showed chatbot stuff we did. And then this entire map that pretty much connected all the dots. It was really cool, and I think you'd really like it. Hit us up for the details if you really want to know more. But I don't have anything to sell. Don't worry. No, we don't. But the whole thing was, is we presented on this in front of a room of small business owners. And for an hour or so, at the very end of it, we're like, cool. Well, if you want the slides and, you know, have some questions, just shoot us an email.
Yep.
And no intentions. And people, there were three people that in that room, they were like, all right, cool. So I get it all, but I want to figure out how to do this for my business.
Yeah.
Like, I want to hire you. And my first words out of my mouth were like, we can't be hired.
Yeah.
Like, we have our own business. Like, we're doing this for ourselves. We're not there. This isn't an info product. It's not a done-for-you solution. No. And we had no intention to sell anything. But after the fact, we gave away literally our secret sauce. Mm-hmm. This is all the stuff that people typically hold back. Outside of that room, we were planning on just like going to the backyard and drinking a beer or something. Like 10 to maybe 12 people surrounded us and were like, okay, but in all seriousness, how do we hire you?
Yeah.
I mean, buy your stuff?
That's the thing. If you're out there and you're actually teaching everything you do and you're actually just putting your secret sauce, quote unquote, out into the open, you're out there saying, look, this is the strategy that we use and it works over and over and over for us again and again. You're not going to get people going, cool, I'm going to implement that. You will get some. I mean, we have people listen to our podcast that give us success stories and say, hey, look, I tried that and it worked really well. But what you're going to find is like 90% of the people that you go and teach this stuff to, they're going to come back to you and be like, that's amazing. I love what you guys are doing. Do you know somebody who can do that for me? Mm-hmm. Do you have some sort of additional course where I can dive even deeper on that? Is there something else I can give you money for? The more we give away for free, the more we share for free, the more we just completely be an open book and be completely transparent about our strategies, the more people are freaking waving money at us going, I want to pay you. How do I pay you more money? Right? It's not the opposite. It's not people going, oh, you taught too much. Now I got it and I'm going to go do it. Mm-hmm. It's you guys taught so much. I want to figure out how to give you more money so you can either do it for me or teach me even further.
Well, yeah, and that's the thing. And back to like that whole presentation to those 20 people or so that we taught, that's the what. Like, here's what is possible. Here's what we do. But it's not, we didn't show them, and we kind of did and to some extent, actually, the how. We didn't teach everything, the how to do everything. We did teach them some Google ads and stuff like that, some simple retargeting things. But there was a lot of how that still, I mean, that hour and a half presentation literally could have turned into 5 hours or so of training or more with a lot of follow-ups. So that's, I think the case in point is the fact that you are sitting on way more value than you think you are. And I feel like the majority of people hold it way too tight.
Yeah.
And this is why Matt and I completely 180'd our business model from selling info, selling newsletters, selling consulting, all this stuff. And we said, no, yeah. Like we're doing ourselves and our market, our audience, you listening, a disservice by putting up this massive payroll wall and trying to come up with sneaky marketing tactics to get you in the door.
Yeah.
And that's what I feel like. It's just old school, man. It's yeah, there's a time and place to sell. There's a lot of stuff you can sell, but most people I think are just thinking way too short, very short minded, you know, in a short time span. And there's a lot more value you can sell that you're not thinking about.
Yeah.
And people will be more than willing and probably to pay a lot more for.
When I look back over our last, you know, 2 years or so of running Evergreen Profits, for about 13 months of those 2 years, we actually had our newsletter and sold a bunch of courses. And the last
agency.
Yeah, we had an agency that was probably a little bit prior to 2 years ago, but you know, that probably overlapped into the 2 years a little bit. So we had an agency, we sold info products, we sold our newsletter. And within the last 5 months or so, we scrapped it all. We don't do any done for you. We don't sell any info.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been more profitable, more income flowing towards us, bank account growing faster than ever.
We've had more people.
When we share our shit for free.
And we've had more people interested in paying us for services, even though we're not doing that.
I will tell you, it's an amazing feeling when somebody comes to you and says, hey, I'll pay you $5,000 to teach me how you do what you do. And we go, nah, we don't need the money.
Right. And when you do that, I think it's a mindset. For one, it started with us, you know, because we didn't always have that mindset. But it's like once you start telling yourself that, and you could be even crazy and talk about it in the mirror, you know, look at yourself and be like, you cannot hire me. I am not worth this, you know, even though I don't think we did that. We just consciously like made a decision. I had a weird visual of me doing that. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
But the whole thing is like, it starts with your own mindset. You have to make a decision and cut the cord and be like, cool, I'm not going to do that style of marketing like everybody else. I'm going to be different. I'm going to think a little bit more, less linear. You know, like if you're thinking the straight line, like everybody else, doing the same old process that everyone else is doing, that's when you kind of get lost in the mix. It's the second when you start doing something even slightly different, let alone radically different, where literally they can't buy anything from you that's under your name, you start getting noticed. Mm-hmm. No matter what niche you are, and we just chose to do it in the marketing, more or less the marketing education info space, where like we go to conferences, meetups, and all that stuff, and then they ask us, okay, what's your business model? Oh, We have a marketing education platform, podcast, free content, all that stuff. We give it all away. How do you make money?
Yeah.
Well, that's the best question ever, because we like to be a little bit of a mystery.
And when we start breaking it down to them, we tend to blow people's minds.
But right.
We broke it down in past episodes, and I'm sure we'll do it again. So we don't need to get into it in this one. But you know what? Yeah. I think we should start giving this episode to people who want to be on our podcast. We'll be like, sure, you can be on our podcast. Listen to this first.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of a prerequisite, because I'll be very honest, you know, when we're talking to folks like that, and I'm not even saying on the podcast, but if we're even reading content or at a conference or something, if they're speaking, if they're holding stuff back or like, oh, I don't share that unless you're paying me $5,000 a month. It's like, you know what? No, we don't need you then. Like, there are a lot of capable people who will give this information and share this with a wider audience. So, I mean, you're going to receive tenfold in return.
Yeah. I mean, saying that, we have paid a lot of experts. We have bought a lot of courses. We have done the mentor thing and paid a lot of money to people and gotten amazing value out of it. So I don't want to downplay that too much. But I do want to say, from our own experience, the more we share for free, the more we teach for free, the more we put out in the world for free, the more money we make. That is our personal experience. Saying that, we still do hire coaches, we still do buy courses, we still do consume info and learn new strategies. I'm just saying, our personal experience, the more we share, the more we make.
Shit, we're going to a workshop Monday,
yep.
Chicago. So, yeah, we definitely do that. And hopefully that makes sense to y'all. And if you have any questions, I mean, we're more than happy to dive in further. I think this is something that Matt and I recently have been definitely turning heads, and like people don't quite understand it until we break it all down like this. Mm-hmm. I think this is the first time publicly we're like, okay, we need to bring this out, because this is just where I think, like, this is where businesses can definitely soar if you think a little bit out of the box.
Yep.
And it's a lot more fun, I promise you.
Yeah, absolutely.
So hashtag end rant.
Alrighty. So hopefully you enjoyed this little quick duet. We're probably going to start doing more of these from time to time. Just quick 15, 20 minute rants. We've got feedback that people like to hear behind the scenes and get our thoughts on things. So not everything has to be an interview all the time. And hopefully you enjoy this kind of stuff. Let us know over in the private Facebook group if you do, Evergreen Profits Community. And we'll see you guys on the next one.
Yeah, go to evergreenprofits.com. There's always cool stuff every week.
And if you haven't yet, review our podcast, hustleandflowchart.com. We'd love you for it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Thank you. And I hope you just enjoyed this episode you just listened to. Now, right now, before we sign off, I have a few things I would love for you to do. So the very first thing is to go find our guest on Facebook and tell them that you loved their episode with us. That's going to help them just feel good about themselves, but also it's going to spread the word a little bit more for us. So go find them on Facebook. Everybody's on Facebook, and go say that you love their episode and maybe one cool thing that you learned there. The second thing is to go to iTunes and subscribe to our podcast. Just look up Hustle and Flowchart and hit the subscribe button. And the very last thing, the third thing, is to leave us a review on iTunes or wherever you're listening to this podcast and help us spread the word more. That's how more people are going to get this awesome knowledge, this cool podcast training, and a whole bunch of other cool free training that we give out at evergreenprofits.com. So that's about it. Go find them on Facebook, go subscribe on iTunes, and leave us a review. You would be amazing if you did that, but you're always amazing. So thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next episode.